If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you all along tonight. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to catch the podcast, there's a lot of them at maxincradio.com. Live in the lair, all the interviews are busted out. Rocker has worked very hard getting the podcast up for you, and we want you to listen to them. maxincradio.com.
That's right, Jimmy. Then there is a ton there. You can spend a lot of time. Jimmy, Ethical Trade Company is a retail store on Madison's East Side that features niche products from around the world made by artists and craftspeople who were once victims of the sex and slavery syndicates around the world. Here to tell us about Ethical Trade Company, its mission, and its goodies in its retail store is co-founder Manuel Raminger and James Ferret. Manuel, James, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. It's great to be back and great to be with you guys. This is a lovely place.
Is this your first time to the new studio? I thought you were here
once. First time in the new studio, yeah.
Welcome. Welcome.
Well, I know this is a great place, isn't it? State Street is so abuzz tonight. You know, for our listeners who may not know about Ethical Trade Company, tell us the backstory. How and why was Ethical Trade Company created?
So we started Ethical Trade Company back in 2015 as a response from us traveling overseas and meeting people in exploitative situations and wanting to help in a way that we can. We were working with NGOs or businesses that were employing them, and we wanted to, and oftentimes they're making products, and we wanted to bring those products back to the States and sell them.
So now what you guys do is you help people make crafts and products, and then you provide sort of the store that you sell them for, or you buy them from them. So you pay them. So they're getting paid. They have a way to make money. And now you're then displaying those wares to your customers here.
That's right. Yeah. And that is the concept we found that worked the best. You know, you can make donations and you can give money, which is good and important. And we found that there's something really empowering when people get to do things according to their skills and get to make a living with that in communities that are normally exploited due to extreme poverty. And we found groups that were making amazing things, like James said, and needed a market. And so we buy the items at a fair price so that our partners can pay their artisans a livable wage, that they can do childcare, retirement in that community, really a holistic approach and scholarship funds so they don't succumb again to extreme poverty that then leads to exploitation.
That's an amazing story and a great cause too. So you actually get to meet the creators, right? And I guess tell us about these people that are making the products.
So I've visited a number of our partners over the years. Used to travel before COVID quite regularly, and then COVID kind of changed everything. But I've been to Nepal about 5 or 6 times, and some of our long-term partners I've got to work with. We've got to see them grow from sort of small, sort of single, sort of like 5 or 6 people to larger manufacturers. In fact, one of our partners is now the largest fair trade fashion house in Nepal. And it's really quite rewarding seeing them change over time. And they're often just women that have been either exploited within the sex industry or also within the forced labor market, because forced fashion or forced labor in the fashion industry is huge.
Talk about, when you talk about people, they always say, you know, try to walk a mile in their shoes. I'm trying to put myself in the place of somebody that you've hired to, or that you're buying goods from, you know, where, you know, perhaps the situation that I'm in is not so great. I've been exploited or whatever, bad things have happened, but now this opportunity comes along where I can make a living and feel good about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. First of all, it's so difficult for us to even imagine what it's like to live in extreme poverty where you don't know where your next meal is going to come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's the first thing. The second thing is many people have had promises made to them where they were promised, hey, we're going to take your kids, we're going to give them an education, they can send money back. And then they say, oh, we traveled you, we're putting you up, you got to have to work to pay this off, which is basically the slavery that then is happening, the forced slavery. And so having an opportunity where jobs are created, I mean, we know it here in the United States as well, but jobs are created where you can actually live is absolutely incredible. We have partners in Cambodia. James, maybe you can talk a little bit about Sak Sam and what they do, because I think that's a wonderful story about paying five times the livable wage.
That's not Sak Sam. Sak Sam work in a village of Cambodia, south of Phnom Penh, where they are creating jobs in a village that is known for generational prostitution. So if your mom was a prostitute and you're a girl, then you're going to be a prostitute, and your daughters will be a prostitute, and their daughters will be a prostitute, because that is your lot in life when you're born into this village. So this company called Sak Sam, they've created a small manufacturing facility in that community where people can work in their own homes with sewing machines or in a centralized facility, and create income in a different way.
You're breaking the cycle is what you're doing.
Yeah, it's basically, we're using jobs and trade to create sustainable long-term income. The problem with if we do donations is it's people become reliant upon those donations, but then they are stuck in that cycle of donations, whereas trade and business is a much better long-term sustainable way to work out of poverty.
Absolutely. And you have to understand, being a prostitute in Cambodia does not mean you make money you can live off of.
Yeah.
So now, excuse me, do these people already possess these skills, or is it also that you teach them?
So our partners do have to teach them, because part of the other issue is once you're stuck in exploitation, especially if it's sexual exploitation, it's all you know. It's all you've ever done since you were a kid. In Nepal, most girls are trafficked between the ages of 5 and 14. So if you imagine that is all you know, what other jobs can you get when you come out of exploitation? Mm. So our partners, they do the job training. They teach them how to take care of their kids. They teach them how to like, when you're in an exploitative situation, everything is given to you or fed to you in a way that makes you dependent upon your exploiter. So these organizations and businesses, they break all of that cycle. They break it all off by training the women how to take care of themselves.
This is just an incredible mission. Tell us about the store on the east side of Madison, where it's at, and I think you have holiday hours for those last-minute kind of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are next to Schenck Elementary School on the east side, 3565 Tulane Avenue. We're in the East Moreland Community Center there. It's a church that made space and rebranded and said, we love your mission. We want you to be here. So it looks like you're coming to church, but you're really coming to Ethical Trade Co. And we're open next week from Wednesday to Saturday from 11 to 5. And then the week before the Christmas holiday, we will be open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 5. And both Saturdays, we have special events going on as well.
And it's worth mentioning, our entrance is the back of the church. So if you go to Tulane Avenue, you won't see us. You've got to go around the back to Hargrove Street.
Yep. Well, tell us about some of the actual amazing products you carry. I love the coffee, and I know Terry's favorite is the unique chocolate bar selection. What kind of products do you offer there?
Well, speaking of Terry, she's always gone when we come.
So I've yet to meet her.
She told us before the show that she was mad at herself that she had to miss you guys tonight.
She's like New York City, right?
Charlie's Angels, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But Terry, your advertisement for us is beautiful. We love you, and we brought some chocolate that you can actually enjoy. And hopefully next time we come, we will see you. But I'm getting sidetracked.
Tell us about the great products you have at the store.
Yeah, so we have anything from chocolates to coffee, all fair trade. We have bath bombs and body scrubs that are made actually here in Wisconsin. Mm. And flannel, African dresses, purses, really a wonderful array of fair trade gifts. And one thing that I would like James to talk about is our Ukrainian tableware. Mm.
Yeah, so since the middle of this year, we've been carrying plates, bowls, cups, and glasses from Ukraine. I had the privilege of going to Ukraine early this year, and I was only there for a couple of hours, so I was already in Poland. And it made such an impact on me and my understanding of long-term sort of like development of refugees that we wanted to find a partner in Ukraine that we could work with. So we have these amazing, high-quality, handmade tableware items that are made using Ukrainian methods. So they look raw, but they're still safe to eat from. And they're amazing. You guys should come check those out.
And can people peruse the products on your website and shop right from the website?
Yes. ethicaltradeco.com. You can shop right there, local pickup or free delivery, free shipping over $45.
Excellent. We only got about a minute left here. Is there any like specials, especially for the holidays here? What are your holiday hours? And if people have questions, how can they connect with you?
Yes, go to our website. You can chat directly on our website with us, or you can give us a call. But normally we respond to the website faster because our phone system is a little bit funky.
Who takes calls anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And our hours are Wednesday through Saturday next week from 11 to 5. And then the week before Christmas, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
And then we will be shut between Christmas and New Year.
All right. So no, get your goods before Christmas.
Yes.
Because you guys are on holiday after that.
Yeah, indeed.
Manuel, James, thank you so much for coming in tonight. More importantly, thank you for what you do. The cause that Ethical Trade Company is all about, it's inspiring. I think it's needed. I think more is needed in this world today. And I think I just cannot thank you enough for what you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
EthicalTrade.co.com. If you're going to get more information, get some goods, you're supporting a good cause. Let's do some Jake Gold right now. This is Dreamland. Feel your love on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.